In a very short time, the concept of blockchain technology has gone from just a theory and currently being used to power cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and others to now being talked about as something that could revolutionize trucking. But what are the practical implications for both fleets and drivers? And is blockchain really the wave of the future, or is it being overhyped? We continue our discussion with one expert who says it holds great promise in trucking. This is Eyes on the Road, presented by Help Incorporated's PrePass, the provider of waystation bypass and toll payment services. PrePass also provides informed visualization software for improving safety scores and lowering toll-related costs. I'm Evan Lockridge. Welcome to the second installment of our two-part series about blockchain and trucking. Now, if you missed the previous installment of Eyes on the Road, podcast number 11, you may want to go back and listen to it first, especially if you're not familiar with blockchain. In it, I began a talk with Chris Burris, president of the Blockchain and Transport Alliance, who also spent about 25 years in the trucking industry, including a decade with the Truckload Carriers Association. He and I discussed what is blockchain, what led to its development, as well as a couple of examples of how it could be used in trucking, as well as how his group is involved in both trucking and blockchain. In this episode, we're going to get a little more into the weeds, so to speak, and Chris, I want to pick back up with our conversation. When we left off, you had covered the basics about blockchain, so let me ask you this. How could blockchain affect trucking fleet managers and their jobs, including when it comes to something they have to deal with often, called EDI, electronic data interchange?
So I think in a nutshell, it's about greater efficiency. Interactions between parties, whether that be carriers and shippers, for example, you know, by and large, it's still a very manual process, despite, you know, the wealth of data, like telematics data, that's out there. You know, many industries, when it comes to blockchain, their challenge is a lack of data. We simply don't have that problem. We almost have too much data, and it's highly fragmented. And so blockchain can help bring all of that into sort of a cohesive framework where it's readily available, again, for all parties in any given transaction. Blockchain, again, stores that data and is visible to all parties to the transaction. We just talked about location data and creating that visibility. Well, we see that in virtually every choke point in a trucking company from an operational standpoint, we see that greater visibility and we see that, you know, instantaneous access by all parties to be a central theme in all of this. So whether we're managing drivers or whether we're dealing in risk management, whether we're dealing with warranty and maintenance issues, I mean, all of these things are possible today. It's just they're very labor intensive. We think about EDI, for example. EDI gets a bad rap because it's believed that there were never any standards developed. Quite frankly, there were standards, it's just nobody chose to follow those. And so what we ended up with was a very manual process where companies, in many cases, hire a number of people just to make workarounds for EDI. I don't think blockchain necessarily takes the place of EDI, but what it can do is take what is largely a two-party communication. And knowing that there's always three parties to any transaction, it brings the third party in to the same visibility, and all three have that communication effect at the same time. So when we think about blockchain, as I said before, it's not going to solve everything. But if you focus in on where the inefficiencies are in a company, and then you start thinking about the decision making of, do multiple parties need to have access to the information simultaneously? Is trust necessary? There's a decision tree, and if you can walk through those and figure out that you need all of those elements or you desire those, then it might be a good use case for blockchain. And then you have to go through, you know, what's called the proof of concept to prove out whether or not blockchain can help solve that problem. But from a fleet manager's perspective, there's numerous opportunities for blockchain to make their jobs easier. And again, sort of the overarching relief comes through the ability to solve those problems on a very short timeline. You know, I think it's yet to be seen what sort of use cases will come out of that, but I know there's a lot of proof of concept going on.
Well, Chris, what about the effects of blockchain on truck drivers, both company drivers as well as owner operators, including independent truckers?
From a driver's perspective, blockchain is really going to be sort of an out of sight, out of mind. I don't see any downside to blockchain for drivers. Quite frankly, again, if we go back to the issue of payment, for example, and if we think specifically about detention, right now, detention time is a killer for productivity for drivers. And, you know, many fleets today have got detention pay policies set up in their contracts. Sometimes it's easy to collect, sometimes it's not. And if we go back to the example of a blockchain transaction, and let's go back to the trucking company, the driver picks up the load, delivers the load is accepted. And beyond the instantaneous payment, if I'm an owner-operator and the payment's coming to me, obviously, that's better for my productivity and cash flow if I can have that payment remitted as soon as the load is accepted. But the other thing it can do is if we look at detention time, because we know where the truck is at any given time with current telematics data, and we know, let's just say from a contractual point of view, that after 15 minutes of detention time, detention pay accrual starts. So because we know when the truck not only gets to the facility, but we can also tell when the driver actually gets to the dock to unload. And let's just say after those 15 minutes, the detention time starts and maybe I was there for an hour or an hour and a half, whatever that timeline is. As soon as the load is accepted by the receiver, not only can the payment be transmitted instantaneously, but the detention time would get paid instantaneously. We can do that through what's called smart contracts. So if A happens and B happens, then C happens. There's some debate about whether a smart contract is truly a legal contract or whether it needs a legal contract as a backdrop. And what the smart contract does, it's automatic triggers. As events occur, the next trigger occurs and then the next trigger and the next trigger. And so in the construct of that smart contract, each milestone moves on to the next. So again, in the example of if I pick up the load, which is A, and if I deliver the load, B, and the load is accepted, C, then D happens, which is payment. So in that way, in the owner-operator's case, where they are receiving the settlements or the payments, they get their cash flow much quicker. They get their detention pay much quicker. If you really start thinking about the nature of that, the nature of smart contracts and the ability for things to happen instantaneously, it improves not only the experience for the driver, but I think from a productivity standpoint, puts them in a much better position in the long run. So that's sort of just the main example of that. But along the way, again, if you think about blockchain just broadly and its tenants, access to data by, you know, by multiple parties, every interaction that a driver has in the future will be a much more efficient exercise, which hopefully brings about greater driver satisfaction.
I was reading a recent article about blockchain and trucking, and one of the things it pointed out is that it could also have implications for the areas of truck safety as well as truck maintenance. Chris, can you shed some light on this?
Yeah, so from a maintenance perspective, it's a very centralized system, you know, and that's a common theme, you know, when we're talking about blockchain, because it's a contrast between the two. The best example I always use is Carfax for cars. We don't have anything like that for commercial assets. Here's another what if. What if you could know everything about that truck from the day it rolled off the assembly line until the day it was scrapped? So you would know the date it was built. You could track warranty repairs. You could track deer strikes. You could even down to the tires. You could tell how many times a tire that came with that truck was retreaded before it was scrapped. Now, it's important for a number of reasons. And I think one, if I'm buying a used truck and I was equipped with knowing everything that happened to the truck, I could make a better buying decision. I would have a point of negotiation relative to the asking price. Likewise, if I'm selling my truck and I can demonstrate the condition of the truck and what had happened to it during its life, I have a better idea of where my price point to ask is. And so it takes essentially all of the maintenance issues surrounding a vehicle and consolidates that into blockchain. It's the lineage of that asset. It takes a very centralized system and it decentralizes it, which makes all of that information, whether it's about buying and selling the asset or whether it's just internally within a company, being able to share and have access to anything dealing with the maintenance side readily available. The other thing it can do with respect to knowing all of that information, it makes insurance settlements much quicker as well. It reduces any paperwork that would be involved. And so the decisions on those payouts come much faster than they would in today's environment. So that's probably the largest from a maintenance perspective. Now, when we think about safety, it's a little bit harder to get to. But, you know, we know that, to go back to detention, for example, we know that for about every 15 minutes of detention time, it increases the likelihood of a safety incident by about 6%. And so if we're able to cut down those detention times by having a much more efficient display of data, for example, back to detention for just a second, one of the challenges that comes with the shipment itself is temperature fluctuations on a reefer trailer. A lot of rejected loads come with that. That creates time at a receiver's facility because you have to verify information. But on blockchain, everything is already known across the transaction itself. So by the time the assets get to the receiver's facility, the likelihood of the disputes that we see today are greatly reduced and cuts down on detention time. So those percentages of safety incident likelihood reduce dramatically. That's sort of one example from a safety standpoint. With respect to safety, there are not many commercial applications of blockchain out today. It's still a lot of proof of concept work. Granted, there is a great deal of collaboration happening, but it's very fragmented right now. I think everybody is trying to assess, you know, what are the use cases where blockchain can make an improvement. I think in the safety arena, that's certainly part of that discussion, and I think it's yet to be seen, you know, what sort of improvements we'll have blockchain can help solve.
We've talked a lot about how blockchain could do this or could do that in the future, but what about now? Just how much is blockchain being used these days in the trucking industry?
You know, I think it's a lot of proof of concept work right now. I think the most commercial one that we've seen so far is between Walmart and IBM. Walmart came out and said that they were requiring all of their leafy green suppliers to operate on IBM's blockchain. And the reason for that is a year or so ago, Walmart went through an exercise where they were looking at shipments of mangoes from Mexico and pork from China. The exercise was, how long would it take for us to trace a particular load of pork or mangoes back to its origination point? One of the challenges today is we see all these, I think there's around 500 food recalls every year. In a lot of cases, it's hard to trace back to the source. So you end up with a lot of waste when entire batches from multiple places are thrown out because you couldn't tell. In the Walmart example, they looked at those two areas and said, how long with our existing structure, how long would it take for us to locate the source, the particular farm where these originated? In their current system, it was somewhere around a week in order to determine that point of origin. And then they looked at it from a blockchain perspective, and it went from a week down to 2.2 seconds. And so in that example, you know, it solves a number of problems. It certainly gets the produce or the pork out of the system faster, but it also is very pinpointed. So you know exactly where it came from, which farm, potentially even what row on a farm. So you're much more precise when you're dealing with these food recalls. That's probably the most commercial one that's out today. We expect probably over the next 2 years or so, it's still going to be a lot of proof of concept and not a lot of marketplace or commercial outcomes yet. But I think past that, we'll start to see that accelerate. So like safety, people are still trying to figure out the best uses of blockchain.
Chris, you were quoted at a recent trucking industry gathering as saying blockchain is somewhere between hype and reality. And I have seen other reports in the trucking media that say blockchain has been overhyped. Your thoughts about all of this?
So I think the first thing is, and this is where blockchain gets a black eye. I think a lot of people believe that Bitcoin and blockchain are one and the same. That's like saying that Facebook is the same as the internet. And we know that's not true. Facebook could not exist without the internet. The internet is the platform that allows Facebook to do what it does. But if Facebook went away, the internet would still be there. The same holds true for Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies and blockchain. The cryptocurrencies could not do what they do without blockchain. Blockchain is the underlying platform that solved what's called the double spend issue with a cryptocurrency. In other words, there had to be a platform or a program that could make a cryptocurrency disappear in one place and simultaneously appear in the other. And they can't exist in two places at one time was the problem. So anyway, the cryptocurrencies couldn't do what they do without the blockchain. But blockchain goes on without cryptocurrencies. And so what's happened is people started thinking about, well, what else could we do with this decentralized ledger technology? And that's where we're starting to see a lot of the innovation now in not only the supply chain, the banking industry, et cetera. But the reality is blockchain is not going to solve everything. It's not going to bring about world peace. It's not going to solve world hunger, but it is very useful in a number of use cases that are being developed today. So I think part of the hype, the overhype, comes from in part the cryptocurrency side of things. In other ways, it's just simply everybody's trying to solve all the problems with it, and it's not going to do that. So I think it's overhyped in that way. Certainly, there is still a lot of just general hype about it. And I think what we're going to see is all of that start to settle out and prove out, you know, over the next several years.
Chris, let's go way down the road. Now, I know you're not a fortune teller, but let's go 20 years into the future, because 20 years ago, we never would have imagined some of the high-tech developments that have transformed trucking into today's industry. How do you see blockchain possibly affecting trucking in the year 2038?
I think by that time, we'll have widespread blockchain adoption, and I think it will tie into a number of other technologies that are being developed or are currently out there today. Blockchain and the Internet of Things are a natural tie-in. The Internet of Things being anything we have that has the ability to communicate. I mean, heck, it could be somebody's lawnmower if it's got Wi-Fi or Bluetooth on it. I think it will tie in seamlessly with the idea of autonomous vehicles, certainly with the telematics side of the industry. I think this is going to be a much different trucking industry in 2038, and blockchain is going to have a big role to play in that. And with that, I think we start to see the types of efficiencies that we've been waiting for, because we simply couldn't consolidate information and make it widely available in today's environment. So I would say probably by 2028, we will have seen some mass adoption of blockchain technology across the supply chain. And then definitely by 2038, we will have settled in and the ROI would have already become quite clear.
That is Chris Burris, president of BETA, Blockchain and Transport Alliance. You can learn more about the group by logging onto their website at bita.studio. Once again, that's bita.studio. Chris, thanks very much for being here.
Thanks, Evan. I appreciate it.
And you can get more information about some of the other latest developments in trucking. Just log on to the PrePass website and check out the blog and resource library at prepass.com. While you're there, you can also check out previous episodes of Eyes on the Road. Plus, you can subscribe to this podcast, as well as listen to it through Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Android, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, and more. You can also keep up with PrePass through social media by logging on to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I'm Evan Lockridge. Thanks for listening, and be sure to keep your eyes on the road.